USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in Southern Oregon, the wildfire smoke is so thick you can hardly breathe. It poses a health hazard to millions choked out in the West Coast. Firefighters continue to battle deadly blazes that completely wiped out some towns and displaced tens of thousands of people. In California, Cal Fire's Daniel Berlant.
Firefighters are on the front lines of 28 major wildfires. In this area, there is a significant amount of smoke still all across California. 28 major fires burning in California. Over 16,000 firefighters right now on the front lines of these fires. This is the fire we're at right now. This is the North Complex. Again, it started on the Plumas National Forest, burned down right around the communities of Lake Oroville. There are still a number of evacuations in effect. In fact, over 60,000 people are evacuated on the fires that are burning.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A federal appeals court ruling may have an impact on a perennial swing state. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains what that means.
The 11th U.S. Circuit ruled 6-4 that Florida can require convicted felons to pay court fines, fees, and restitution before they are eligible to vote again. That decision overturned a lower court ruling that the law passed in 2019 by the Florida legislature was unconstitutional and akin to a poll tax. Voters decided in 2018 to end disenfranchisement for convicted felons, with the exception of those convicted for murder and sex offenses. That prompted the new law a year later. Florida is a perennial swing state in presidential elections, and experts believe that the ruling may have an impact on the results. They state that many convicted felons are from low-income and disadvantaged backgrounds. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A movie star whose career ran from The Avengers to Game of Thrones has passed away. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
Diana Rigg, a commanding British actress whose career stretched from the iconic 1960s spy series The Avengers to fantasy juggernaut Game of Thrones, has passed away. She was 82. Rigg's agent, Simon Burstford, said she passed away at her home with her family. Her daughter, Rachel Sterling, said she died of cancer that was diagnosed in March. Rigg also starred in the 1969 James Bond thriller On Her Majesty's Secret Service as Tracy DiVincenzo, the only woman to ever marry, albeit briefly, Agent 007. George Lazenby, who made his only appearance as Bond in that film, said on Instagram that he was so sad to hear about the death of Diana Rigg. Rigg is survived by her daughter, son-in-law Guy Garvey, and one grandson. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Palestinian Authority leadership has condemned the U.S. brokered deal to normalize Bahraini-Israeli relations. Palestinian officials on Friday accused Bahrain of betraying the Palestinian people and called the U.S. brokered deal to establish full diplomatic relations between Israel and Bahrain disgraceful and treacherous. The Palestinian Authority Foreign Ministry announced it will recall its ambassador to Bahrain in protest. President Trump announced the deal to normalize diplomatic relations between Israel and Bahrain on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.